You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Ann Bryce, and joining me in the studio, I have Ryan Carpenter. He's the park ranger at the Sitka National Historical Park. Hi, Ryan.
Good morning.
I have Mary Wood. She's the 4-H coordinator at the Sitka Conservation Society. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
And I have Ashley Bulwark, the education manager at the Science Center here in Sitka. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
So here you're here to talk about the winter film series at the Sitka National Historical Park. So let's start from the very beginning. Where did this begin?
So the film series was an idea that we came up with because we have always wanted to collaborate. Mary and Ryan and I are always really excited about the same kinds of activities and educational programs. And we realized that in the winter, people are often, you know, inside anyways. There's not a lot to do. It's dark out. And so why not come to a film series? And a lot of people in town are interested in environmental films. And so we decided to pick out a few documentaries to show and have a free program between our organizations.
Great. And so every month has a theme. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So, and it started in December. How have you chosen your theme so far?
Yeah, so up to this point, you know, we've looked at different things that have been going on and how we can connect things that are locally or nationally. And so our first film series focused on the last month of the Wilderness Act. And so last year was the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, and we wanted to kind of highlight that monumental event with a couple of films that highlighted some of the wilderness areas in Alaska. And so The Meaning of Wild does such a great job of giving us a chance to explore some of these really remote wilderness areas in Southeast Alaska. And then we also, through film, journeyed up to Gates of the Arctic National Park, one of the least visited parks in the system, to explore that really remote wilderness area and learn a little bit about the cultural history there too. And so each month we're looking to tie it into a large theme and then picking films that are relevant and highlight those themes.
Great. And so this month, what's the theme?
Yeah, so this month we're going to be focusing on birds. And so piggybacking off of the Christmas bird count, we are going to be screening the documentary today. And so the documentary is a really fun and quirky film that highlights the charismatic life of birds, and specifically ducks. And so it's just a lot of fun. It's family friendly, it just highlights all those beautiful ducks that we have out there.
Great, yeah. So many ducks in Sitka, and we see them all over the place all the time, but what do you find so interesting about them?
Yeah, and one thing that's interesting about ducks is they're so common. I mean, we drive by Swan Lake, and, you know, there's the mallards, and there's the widgeons and the pintails that are sitting in Swan Lake, or we're driving around on Selma Creek or HPR, and there's, you know, all these little black ducks that are floating in the water, and so they're just so common. But when you learn more about them, and you take an appreciation and look a little bit closer, I mean, their outer beauty is just phenomenal. You know, in front of my office, we have harlequin ducks that sit on the coast and swim and dive. And, you know, it's just they are some of the most beautiful birds I've ever seen. And their lives are really interesting as well. We had a really rare bird that was here for the Christmas bird count, a wood duck. And it was a male. And here's my pitch to come to the film series. You should come just to see the wood duck. The wood duck is so beautiful and not very common around here, but that's one of the birds that's highlighted. And so one of the things that I find so interesting about wood ducks is they nest in these tree cavities. And the first step of a juvenile wood duck is literally like a 20 to 30 to even farther foot plunge out of a tree down to the forest floor. And so, you know, we look at them and we think their lives are great because they get fed at Swan Lake, but, you know, they're pretty hardy and charismatic and interesting species that I think the documentary does a great job to highlight.
Great. And so when they're falling out of the trees, do they ever get hurt or are they usually fine?
Yeah, so there's always a risk. I mean, there's branches and things that they can hit.
Oh, man.
But usually the leaf litter on the ground serves as a little bit of a cushion, and you know, they flap their little wings that are very ineffective as much as they can to brace themselves a little bit. But, yeah, there's always a big risk.
Oh, man. And so this film series, it's a really great opportunity for people to learn more about Sitka. Why is it important, do you think, to educate people about where they live?
So I think for us, all of our organizations, that's a huge goal of all of our organizations, is to link people to where they live and help them explore what they're looking at. And so this is a way where professionals have gone out and taken these different topics and really caught some of the things that we don't often stop and look at. And so this is just another example of how you can learn about these things through someone else's lens and through someone else's perspective. And so for all of us, that's just a passion that we have.
And also one other thing, a big goal that the film series is accomplishing is bringing communities together. So bringing the community together and bringing our three organizations together. And we hope that people can meet each other at the film series too and be able to talk about what inspired them from the film and maybe different activities that they like to do inspired by ducks, for instance. Maybe birding, and maybe they'll find a new friend to go out with, or just to learn from different perspectives of how ducks influence someone's life. Like maybe, I don't know, maybe they're a hunter, or maybe they're a naturalist, or whatever.
Oh,
however
interesting.
They come together.
Yeah, that's great. And so who all is involved in making this happen?
Yeah, so the three organizations, the Sitka Sound Science Center, the Sitka Conservation Society, and Sitka National Historical Park, have collaborated on this, and the film series is going to run through April, and our first screening was such a success that we hope to be able to offer this in the future for Sitkins to have something to do in the evenings during the winter.
Mm-hmm. Great, and what brought you all together?
I think just joint interest in doing programs together and in education and outreach at our different organizations.
Yeah, with the 4-H program, I've partnered a lot with both of these guys, bringing them into 4-H, and Ryan and I have done a lot of bird walks with 4-H, so that was especially exciting for this month, too, is just seeing all the youth inspired and excited about learning more about birds, and so we've been doing a monthly bird walk, and Ashley and I, too, just collaborate with youth programming. So,
great.
Yeah.
And so the documentary, when are the showings, and where can people go?
Great. So the documentary is going to be airing tonight at 7 p.m. At Sitka National Historical Parks Theater. And then again, matinee showing on Saturday at 2 p.m., the same location. The screenings are always free, and they're open to the public. And we provide free popcorn, and there's the chance to win door prizes as well. So there's all sorts of stuff going on in addition to the film itself.
And the doors open a half an hour before the showing.
Okay, great. So today at 6:30, the doors open, mm-hmm. and it starts at 7. And then Saturday at 2, same thing. Great. And so what can people expect when they show up today? What will it look like?
Yeah, so, you know, as Mary was highlighting and how Ashley was highlighting, it's community. And one of the things that's so great about this community is that there are so many people that come out to these events. And so one of the things that I like so much about the film festival is that when people open the door, there are conversations going on. There are people mingling. There are people interacting. There's the sound of crunching popcorn. but
smell of popcorn,
the smell
too.
Of popcorn. Yeah, but it's community. It's conversation. It's, you know, those acquaintances that you haven't seen for a while, catching up with them. And then afterwards, there's, you know, at least for the first film, there was a lot of people that just stayed afterwards and literally talked about the films for a little while and what they liked and how, you know, they would love to go to this remote wilderness area or that remote wilderness area. And our hope is that through the film series, not only are we providing an educational opportunity, but we're also, you know, starting the conversation and having people discuss things that maybe they don't know or maybe they know really well and in greater detail and, you know.
Right, yeah. And learn about ducks.
And learn about ducks.
So what are some of the, just when people are kind of out looking around, what are a few different species of ducks that live here? You mentioned the wood duck, mm-hmm. But what else is there kind of that people see often but might not know the name of?
Yeah, so at Swan Lake, that's a really hot spot for people to go and look at birds. Some of the birds that are a little closer to the shore are going to be mallards and usually American widgeons. And so the mallard is the most abundant duck in North America. And then the widgeons are a little bit different. They have this stripe on their head and this little tiny bill. And so those are really easy birds to see because they usually stick close to the shore. Other birds like the scop that are at Swan Lake, we call them the Oreo bird because they are black, white, and black. And so Kind of like the cookie. So anyway, those are some common birds at Swan Lake. And then, you know, when you're walking along the shore, there are all sorts of diving ducks that are all over the place. And so we've got harlequin ducks that are really beautiful, and the golden eyes with these brilliant golden eyes. And so coming to the film fest tonight, we'll give you a little bit of a highlight of some of those species. And then there's always bird walks that are available periodically throughout the year. So if you are inspired to learn more about ducks by watching the film tonight or on Saturday, there'll be plenty of other additional opportunities to be able to dive into the world of ducks and birds in Sitka.
Oh, great. And so if anyone has questions about the films that you might be showing or films that you've shown in the past, is there a number that they can call?
Yeah, so they could call me, Ryan, at my office, 747-0121. And, you know, we're working on our film series for next month, and Ashley can talk a little bit about that. But, you know, we are constantly looking for, you know, new films to highlight, new themes. And so next month we're going to be talking a little bit about oceans and marine life.
Yeah, so next month's film, we're going to try to focus on some of the ocean issues that we've been seeing around Sitka. So particularly we're focusing on marine debris and going to hopefully show a film that's kind of a little bit of information about what's going on there, but also a positive spin to what we're seeing in marine debris in our area and then around the world as well.
Great. So it's the it's a monthly film series going through April. The documentary is coming up. It's tonight at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. And it will also be playing again Saturday at 2. It's free. Popcorn will be there and door prizes. It sounds like a great event. Ryan, Mary, and Ashley, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.